Now that the appropriate curb ramp type has been selected, the layout and design of the level landing, ramp geometry, and ramp slopes can begin. The first task will be to determine where the PAR will be provided. The locations of the level landings are generally defined by the areas where sidewalks, or accessible portions of sidewalks, and ramps intersect. Turning areas will need to be accommodated within the designated PAR area in the sidewalk space. At signalized intersections, the locations available for pedestrian push-button poles will also need to be considered. These should be installed adjacent to the landing where the turning maneuver will occur. Refer to the Manual on Uniform Traffic Control Devices, MUTCD, and PennDOT's Pub 148, Traffic Standards for Signals TC8800 series, for the preferred locations of push buttons. Note, sidewalks should be designed to a minimum of 5 feet wide. They can be 4 feet wide, however, 5 foot by 5 foot wide passing areas must be provided every 200 feet maximum.